Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Hi there. Today we're going to talk about a topic that's really for you guys that are really in tune with the last day stuff. So here we go. As Paul was in prison, he looked to the future and sent to his young protege, Timothy, the following admonition. He said, "But know this, that the last days, perilous, you know, that's a word that's used in describing wild animals, raging sea, and even the gathering demoniacs. So he says that last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away." Now, guess from 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, it doesn't sound very uplifting, does it? It's a list of spiritual failures, and there is that stern warning at the end. This is what I think is important for us to understand. You see, many commentators have treated this prophecy prediction as speaking of the degenerating of the entire human society, the race. But I don't think that is the point. Now, I can hardly agree more that the societies of man are in a downward spiral, and they do exhibit these negative traits more and more. But the last three statements in particular make it clear that he's not referring to people in general, but rather specific people within the church. Quote, "lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God," clearly indicates people with a choice. That "rather" is very telling. Those outside the church are not instructed like that to love God. Quote, "having a form of godliness but denying its power," cannot be referring to the world, so to speak, as they have no form of godliness, but those in the church indeed practice every Sunday, indeed every day, having a form of godliness, and we've often seen it. I suggest that the power of godliness is godly love, which is sometimes in very short supply. Quote, "and from such people turn away," cannot be talking about the people of the world. Otherwise, we would have to terminate the Great Commission. Jesus said, "Oh, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." That's from Matthew 9:13. "And those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." That's Mark 2:17. And Paul speaks to this in another letter where he wrote, "I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not to even eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. That's 1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 13. With that being said, I'm convinced that this last day's passage is warning us about certain segments of the church. And when you consider what Jesus said to the last day's Laodicean church in Revelation, it makes sense. He said, or it's written about him, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, I have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." That's Revelations 3, 14 through 17. With all this in mind, let's consider the list of failures in the last days church above, quote, "lovers of themselves." Many churches today engage in many different ways in trying to satisfy the insatiable, self-centered appetite. In fact, you can consider this as the underlying characteristic of the whole list of failures, as it is the driving motivation behind the flesh, or we call it the fruit of the flesh. That is, lovers of themselves. Of course, it is the complete opposite of the fruit of the Spirit, which we find in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." Now, notice, spiritual love heads this list just as self-love heads the failure list. Thus, it's clear that the last day's church is basically going through the Christian motions in the flesh. They have left Christ outside. So if the warning is to turn away from those within the church having the characteristics of spiritual failure, where do we turn in these last days? In closing, I'll quote Jesus as he finished speaking to the church age. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens a door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. And to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Check out Revelations 3, 20 through 22. Friends, turn to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.